But there is at least a little bit of consolation. While Lucy was going through the book, she came upon a story, the most beautiful story she ever heard. And as she listens to it, the book sort of sings the story to her. It's the most wonderful fairy tale you can ever imagine. But the trouble is, after she turns the page, she forgets the story. It's like a dream where you remember the emotions, but you forget the details. And she goes, oh, I wish I could hear that story again. And you know what Aslan tells her? She says, daughter, when you come to Aslan's country, I will sing you that story again and again and again. To me, it is one of the most beautiful moments in all of the Chronicles. That story, and it's part of Lewis's idea of joy. Heaven is the door that we always want to get on the other side of. In this case, heaven is the song we kind of heard when we were young, but have forgotten, and we so much want to hear it again. All right, I could tell you more, but we must move on. Let's move to the fourth book, and that is The Silver Chair. Well, The Silver Chair takes us on another marvelous journey. But this time, our journey is not over the sea, as in the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, but it is actually into the northern climes and down into the hidden caves of Narnia. It's a wonderful adventure. Now, this time, Lucy and Edmund are too old. Only Eustace is young enough to come. So Eustace returns, and we get one more new child, and her name is Jill Pole. And they both go to the new school. And there's a scene where they're being chased by these bullies. And they run away to escape from them. And they go into this old door that's never been opened. And when they go in, they end up in Narnia. And actually, it turns out Aslan had actually called them into Narnia for a very important purpose. Aslan wants the children, Eustace and Jill, to rescue Prince Rillian. Prince Rillian is the son of King Caspian, who is now an old man because Narnia's years move faster. And they must save Rillian from the clutches of the evil Emerald Witch. Now, in contrast to the earlier stories where the children go to Narnia, this time they don't actually get pulled into Narnia. They end up being pulled into one of the mountains in Aslan's country. It's an incredibly high mountain. Now, Jill, in an act of vanity, walks right up to the edge to show that she's not afraid. Eustace gets afraid, though, and tries to grab her before she falls, and instead, Eustace falls down the cliff. Suddenly, Aslan appears on the edge and literally blows Eustace into Narnia. It's really a neat scene. Then, Aslan disappears. Then again, he reappears, this time by the side of a river that the thirsty Jill wishes to drink from. And then we get another theological scene. Aslan invites Jill to drink from the river. But Jill says no, she's afraid. But Aslan tells her, there is no other river. If you don't drink, you will die. Certainly he has in mind that verse in Acts that says about Jesus, there is no other name under heaven by which men must be saved. And what he's doing here is saying there's only one river. Well, finally, she drinks from it. Then Aslan commissions her to save Prince Rillian. And to guide her on his search, Aslan makes her memorize four signs. I haven't the time to tell you the signs, but there are four signs that she must remember. Aslan tells her to say those signs over and over again so you memorize them and they're always at the tip of your mind. Because, Aslan tells her, once she leaves the mountain, which is heaven in a sense, things will no longer be so clear. What is clear in heaven gets muddied when we get to earth, excuse me, or in this case, Narnia. So she's got to remember them, because if she forgets them, there will be trouble. Now, these signs, I think, are pretty clear, a metaphor for the Bible. I think both the Old Testament and the New Testament. In terms of the Old Testament, what the signs are the Torah, the law. Remember Joshua, when he takes over after Moses, is told to meditate on the book of the law day and night. Don't forget. Well, that's partly what it is, but it's also the sayings of Jesus, perhaps the Sermon on the Mount and other things that you might learn in catechism class. She's got to memorize the signs. But guess what? Once she gets into the earth, she continually forgets them. She gets caught up with gluttony or greed or fear, and she forgets them. And every time she forgets a sign, they have more trouble. And of course, you'll never know what would have happened if she'd followed the signs. Of course, the book would probably only be 20 pages, so it's probably a good thing for us that she misses the signs.